sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
And we're back with another hour of the Bob Tuscan Show on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your stand-in host, Rex Brocky. Bob was overwhelmed by the schedule of a Liberty Fighter and couldn't make it for this week's show. So you'll have to put up with my unpracticed vocal cords instead. I have not been on the air regularly for at least a year, so I hope the rust doesn't show too badly. As I will demonstrate by having not grabbed a sip of water in time before the on-air. Anyway, I wanted to read some news items as well. This one from the New American. A top medical journal has labels fluoride a neurotoxin, which of course comes as no surprise to anyone that's reasonably well informed. Most Americans drink fluoride every day as part of what critics refer to as an involuntary mass medication program. Organized dentistry argues that it's good for children's teeth. However, according to a recent report in one of the world's most prestigious medical journals, the industrial chemical added to water supplies across much of the United States is actually a dangerous developmental neurotoxin. Echoing the recent findings of another Harvard study suggesting that fluoride is associated with drastic reductions in the IQ of children, The Lancet, which is the primary medical journal in Great Britain, journal report classified the chemical as a harmful neurotoxin. That puts it right alongside lead, mercury, arsenic, and other dangerous substances, the author said, warning of the potentially far-reaching consequences. A meta-analysis of 27 cross-sectional studies of children exposed to fluoride in drinking water, mainly from China, suggests an average IQ decrement of about 7 points in children exposed to raised fluoride concentrations, noted the authors, Dr. Philippe Glangine of the Harvard School of Public Health and Dr. Philip Ladrigan of New York's Icahn School of Medicine. The level of fluoride analyzed in most of the studies was less than 4 milligrams per liter, according to media reports. Under U.S. Environmental Protection Agency rules surrounding water fluoridation, municipal governments are allowed to use more than the concentration cited in the study, meaning American kids could be suffering even more serious neurological complications from exposure to the chemical. Our very great concern is that children worldwide are being exposed to unrecognized toxic chemicals that are silently eroding intelligence, disrupting behaviors, truncating future achievements, and damaging societies, perhaps most seriously in developing countries, added the authors, warning of numerous problems associated with exposure to such substances, including autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and other learning disabilities. In The Lancet Neurology, two public health experts noted that in 2006 they performed a systemic review that identified 5 industrial chemicals as developmental neurotoxicants. Those include lead, methylmercury, arsenic, toluene, and polychlorinated biphenyls. Since then, they said, epidemiological studies had documented another 6, fluoride, manganese, chlorpyrifos, that one I don't know, dichlorophenyl trichloroethane, tetrachloroethane, and polybromated phenyl ethers. Sorry. Fluoride seems to fit in with lead, mercury, and other poisons that cause chemical brain drain, explained Harvard's Dr. Grangin. The effect of each toxicant may seem small, but the combined damage on a population scale can be very serious, especially because of the brain power of the next generation is crucial to all of us. There is strong evidence, according to the study, that exposure to those chemicals, which are found in a broad array of products, is linked to increases in brain developmental disorders, the authors said. Already, such disorders affect an estimated 1 in 6 children. Comment from your reporter here. That's really scary. Back when I was a kid, it was a tiny number. According to the review, it's time to take action, including testing existing industrial chemicals as well as new ones for potential problems. Billions of dollars could be saved, they added. Opponents of fluoride being added to the water of involuntary mass medication of the public, meanwhile, seized on findings to push for an end to water fluoridation entirely. In light of the new classification of fluoride as a dangerous neurotoxin, adding more fluoride to America's already excessive intake no longer has any conceivable justification, said Fluoride Action Network Executive Director and retired chemistry professor Dr. Paul Conant in a statement. We should follow the evidence and try to reduce fluoride intake, not increase it. At least one national organization, the John Birch Society, has been against adding fluoride to water supplies since the 1950s. In 1992, libertarian icon Murray Rothbard wrote a scathing critique of the practice that appeared in this magazine, a JBS affiliate, attacking fluoridation from multiple angles. Compulsory mass medication is medicinally evil as well as socialistic, Rothbard said. Although it was never a primary contain of the JBS, the establishment and its apparatchiks in the press seized upon the opposition to fluoridation using Alinsky-style tactics in a half-baked effort to demonize the constitutionalist organization and scientific critics of adding fluoride to water supplies. Medical professionals and scientists opposed to the practice were often slandered as quacks despite their credentials. Probably the most well-known and impactful attack on critics came from the 1964 film Dr. Strangelove. It did not mention the John Birch Society by name, but the film sought to ridicule opponents of fluoridization as anti-communist zealots. The story here has the clip, which I don't need. It's clear in my memory. But it was the scene of that crazy general saying, "Do you remember fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?" Well, there are many things that have been dismissed by the establishment as conspiracy theories, but as my friend Ed Griffin has often observed, looking at the evidence, it seems that the conspiratorial view of history is the correct one, far more often than not. At any rate, while also citing various health concerns over the decades, the primary reason the John Birch Society was and remains opposed to public water fluoridation is the forced medication implications of the practice. Consider, for instance, that since adding fluoride to water supplies became widespread and generally accepted, multiple self-appointed population control gurus have proposed adding birth control to the water as well. Perhaps the most prominent of the bunch, current White House science czar John Holdren, adding a sterilant to drinking water or staple foods is a suggestion that seems to horrify people more than most proposals for involuntary fertility control. Obama's czar explained in his book Eco-Science, which also proposed forced abortions and a planetary regime to control resources. To be acceptable, such a substance would have to meet some rather stiff requirements. Well, I would say so. In an email to this writer, John F. McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, as well as the publisher of The New American, elaborated on the organization's long opposition to medicating the public via the water. Yes, the John Birch Society protested adding fluoride to the water, not so much because of the medical consequences, JBS is not a medical organization, but because of freedom issues, he explained. We pointed out that chlorine treats the water, which we accepted, but fluoride treats the people, which we never accepted. And I should mention here, just to clear this up, fluoride has its uses. If you take stannous fluoride, which is basically tin fluoride, and you paint it on someone's teeth, you can strengthen those teeth. But that's, as far as I know, the only practical way to get it into the teeth. Putting it in the water does very, very little for that at all, if anything at all, and it's certainly a brute force approach and an involuntary one that I oppose on philosophical grounds. Anyway, our attitude was simple. If you want fluoride in your water, go get some and add it, but don't force me or have the government force me to take what I don't want, McManus said, and that's quite correct. During the uproar over the practice, McManus continued, he received a call from a journalist for the establishment media who wondered whether it was true that the John Birch Society believed fluoridation to be a communist plot. I told her it was a communist tactic to treat everyone as part of the masses, and this type of thinking could easily be found among the fluoride promoters. He said, it was obvious to me that another slam against JPS was being prepared. McManus told the journalist that a professor from Tufts University, a physiology professor, Dr. Melville Ketchel, had recently urged the addition of birth control substances to public water supplies in a supposed bid to fight overpopulation. The JPS leader faxed over an article about the professor's statements to the journalist, but JPS opposition to fluoride in the water supply wasn't mentioned by the magazine, McManus said. Today, scientific evidence surrounding the dangers of fluoride continues to grow, most recently with the Lancet report. Separately, as the New American reported in 2012, a study published in the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal of the U.S. National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences by Harvard researchers also found major risks to brain development associated with the chemical. The young are especially susceptible, research suggests, and we're up for the break.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
And welcome back for another segment of the Bob Tuscan Show here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your stand-in announcer, Rex Brocky. I had rather short notice, so you'll have to put up with my rusty vocal cords. Anyway, I read that story on fluoridation of water to illustrate the what we all know about the government, its overweening pride and authority, and its self-given authority in many, many ways. They, you know, you have to remember the Supreme Court does work for the government. They are part of the federal government. And of course they're going to find for them. And all of this intrusion into our private affairs is nothing new. It started more than 115 years ago, and at least in this most modern phase of it. Of course, they'd tried twice before with the central bank. Andrew Jackson beat the second one to his great pride. He even had put on his own tombstone, "I beat the bank," and he did. They didn't try again until the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, but we're still living with the consequences of that one. It is ridiculous. Anyway, speaking of banks and financing, there's a current story out by Larry Pratt's Gun Owners of America. You just heard him on one of the commercials in an appeal for donations. His piece runs this way. They're moving to cut off financing for in this case, Barack Obama and his administration. I'll let you hear it in Pratt's words. He said, "We've all heard it 1,000 times, Barack Obama's dubious claims that he believes in the Second Amendment, that he supports hunting and fishing," as if that was what the Second Amendment was about, "and that he really only wants to make reasonable, common-sense restrictions on your Second Amendment rights. And we've told you 1,000 times what you already knew. This man is a liar. Obama's goal is nothing less than to crush the Second Amendment movement and outlaw the possession of firearms in America. Now we have the smoking gun, so to speak. Obama has now moved to shut down every gun dealer and manufacturer in America by cutting off all credit from any financial institution, in addition to eliminating any ability of a federal firearms licensee to process payments through the banks." Now, that's huge. I'll cut off Pratt's story there. If you cut off access to credit, you know, and a bank, I mean, even just when I had my small restaurant, I would have failed in a minute if I hadn't had access to the banks. I had no other option. But nowadays, we do. The open market, in its guise as internet trade, has come up with such an alternative. It's called Bitcoin. And full disclosure here, I am both writing a book about Bitcoins, and I own a Bitcoin exchange, www.bcbitcoins.com. So anything I say on this, I stand to personally benefit from wider adoptions of Bitcoins. But that having been said, the reason I got into Bitcoins in the first place is because they are intrinsically supportive of liberty. Now, Bitcoins cannot be shut off by the government. They cannot be cut off. Even it doesn't matter if the federal government passes legislation tomorrow utterly outlawing them. I'll tell you how well that works. Thailand utterly outlawed Bitcoins late last year. And Bitcoin transactions in the country have gone up by a factor of tenfold since then. Bitcoins cannot be cut off. There is no central authority. And this is the thing that makes me laugh more than anything else with the government's response, any government's response to Bitcoins. All of the pieces of legislation I've seen and model legislation all assume that there is, in fact, a central authority in Bitcoins. And there is not. The laws contain things like, you know, stop the bank from issuing them. Well, banks don't issue Bitcoins. The internet, the protocol running on the internet issues them all by itself. The only way you could stop it would be to shut down the entire internet. And if the federal government tried any such thing, I mean, the commerce would grind to a halt. And the really funny thing about it is that there's a huge, flourishing, healthy market out there in all manner of other alternate cryptocurrencies based on the Bitcoin protocol, all with specific changes. Litecoins saw the fact that there is a possible security error in Bitcoin, so they fixed that with the script algorithm rather than the SHA-256 that Bitcoin uses, and there's an alternative. And there's already billions of dollars out in these alternate to Bitcoin currencies. Litecoin, Darkcoin. I know that sounds funny, but it's quite true. Darkcoin's chief focus is security. They're utterly anonymous. The way that Darkcoins are sent means there's no way to trace the transactions whatsoever. You can still prove a transaction with the blockchain registry, but if you don't come forward to prove it, you know, no one will ever be able to find it. So that there's no way the government could choke that off, no matter how hard they try. And even if the federal government made all Bitcoin transactions illegal and taxed it 100% tomorrow, you could just move all your money into Litecoins. You could do it with a click of a mouse. You'd be done, and you'd be legal again. And the government cannot possibly pass a law outlawing all cryptocurrencies, because in order to describe such cryptocurrencies in any meaning, in any way that would stand up in court, they would have to outlaw the algorithms themselves. Well, unfortunately, that also closes down every commercial bank on the planet, because all those banks use those same algorithms to send money to each other, and they certainly couldn't come up with an alternative overnight. Give them 10, 20 years, maybe they could, but even so, you know, there would be chaos in between whiles. I don't think that the U.S. federal government would survive any attempt to outlaw cryptocurrencies, because they would have to either take a long time to do it, in which, you know, even if they went and listed every cryptocurrency out there in their legislation, new ones would just pop up tomorrow. I mean, heck, I'd start one myself. If the federal government listed every cryptocurrency and outlawed them all, I'd just start a new one. You can do it. The code's free and open source. Anyone can start one. It's the ultimate open market. And it's a sucker game if the government tries to stop it, because how are they going to stop it? They can't. They can't even get close. I mean, here's I don't know if we've got time to run this, but here at Dateline Atlanta, BitPay, the world leader in business solutions for Bitcoin digital currency, announces a partnership with Euro Pacific Precious Metals. Based in New York City, Euro Pacific Precious Metals is one of the major international gold and silver dealers and the world's largest by volume to accept Bitcoin to date. Euro Pacific Precious Metals is a company led by the famed investor Peter Schiff that specializes in making high-quality bullion coins and bars part of its customers' financial portfolio. The company has built a reputation for calling out unsavory practices in the gold dealer industry and for its honest and competitive pricing across all product categories. Executives at Europac Metals regularly seek out new ways to make transactions easier and cheaper for its customers, which is why BitPay was chosen. Their quote, "Bitcoin offers tremendous benefits as a medium of exchange both for our domestic and international customers. A wire transfer of fiat funds can be slow and expensive for the customer, and credit card fees are too high to absorb the low premiums we offer. Not only does BitPay's service make business sense, but we are excited about giving owners of Bitcoin the opportunity to inexpensively and reliably convert any excess holdings into precious metals rather than back to fiat currency," said Mark Elfinger, director of marketing at Euro Pacific Precious Metals. "This partnership marks another major milestone in the acceptance of Bitcoin worldwide as larger and more global companies embrace the digital currency." Bitcoins are up almost 15% on the news, by the way. "We are very excited to form a partnership with Euro Pacific Precious Metals, especially right on the heels of our collaboration with Toshiba. BitPay is honored to have a role in helping such global and established companies integrate Bitcoin into their payment system," says Tony Galippi, executive chairman of BitPay. And we're up to the break. We'll be back after it with more here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We're back with another segment of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your stand-in announcer, Rex Brocky. Bob was overwhelmed by the fight for liberty this week and couldn't make it to the show. I'll have to ask you to put up with my rusty vocal cords, as I haven't been doing this for some months, but we'll muddle through. I was reading a story before the break on BitPay being used for Euro-Pacific precious metals. BitPay itself, by the way, is a payment service provider specializing in e-commerce and enterprise solutions for the Bitcoin digital currency. What you have to realize, and what some of my listeners may not know, is that if you use BitPay, you get money immediately, fiat currency. Your BitPay charges a tiny percent, I think it's like 1.5%, which is far lower than any credit card processor. And you immediately get money. If you're assuming you're the merchant, if you're a merchant who wants to accept bitcoins, it costs nothing to accept them yourself. But then, of course, you have to put up with the hassle, if such is counted, of changing bitcoins back into fiat currency through some exchange. BitPay does all of that for you. And no, this is not, I don't own anything in BitPay. I have no interest in it whatsoever. But it, I don't know if any of you heard that story about where someone had bought a Tesla Roadster for bitcoins. Well, the dealer, or not dealer, the company, the Tesla company, used a payment processor like BitPay, and they immediately got, you know, U.S. dollars, as they said in their public statement immediately following the deal. But the point is that bitcoins were used. Now, bitcoins cannot be shut down. They can't be blocked. They can't be frozen. They can't be, you know, the only way you can lose access to your bitcoins is if you make a mistake yourself. You know, you accidentally, without having backed it up on paper, you accidentally drop your computer into a smelting vat or something and lose it. Now, losing your computer will not automatically cause you to lose your bitcoins. That's another point. I get asked so many questions about this, I'd probably just better remember and answer some of these. No, if you pick a Bitcoin wallet, which means a piece of software that manipulates Bitcoins, it doesn't mean that your Bitcoins are hidden on your hard drive. No, they're hidden out in the entire internet, in the blockchain. They're there. They're, what you own is a series of addresses that happen to have Bitcoins associated with them. And all the wallet is your translation to reach those addresses and prove that you own them, to provide the private keys to match the public key in the cryptography. All you have to do is make a backup of your wallet. You can put any wallet will let you back up to a thumb drive. Even better than that, there's one particular wallet, and here I will admit this is the one I use, and although I have no financial interest in it whatsoever, I would recommend it for anybody. It's called Armory, and just you can just Google download Armory wallet and it'll take you right there. Armory itself is the most secure Bitcoin wallet that I've ever seen, and it's absolutely fabulous. I have had two complete computer crashes, meltdowns, since I started using Armory, and I have not lost a single bit cent because Armory lets you make a very simple paper backup that you can stick in your safe or mail to your sister-in-law or whatever, and as long as that piece of paper exists and you can get to another computer, you haven't lost your bitcoins. You can just sit there and type in the characters. They come in, you know, 5x5 blocks of characters, and you can even make one mistake per block and it'll still work. So the developers were very, very keen on human caused concerns, and you've got all your bitcoins back. And I've done that twice. I haven't lost a single one. I have lost bitcoins in other, you know, I was in bitcoins a long time ago. I got into it not right at the beginning, but pretty close. They were less than a year old. No mining pools existed when I got in. It was all solo mining. And I have been part of that learning curve. I've had wallets collapse on me. I've lost quite a few bitcoins. I lost almost 15 bitcoins in the Mt. Gox collapse. I lost 580 Litecoins in another exchange drop-down. But I'm still ahead of the game. And anyone else with a modicum of thought can be ahead of the game as well. But the point is, you don't even need to know all of these things about Bitcoin or know how to manipulate them yourself. You can just use them. You know, there are free and open-source wallets out there you can download. I would recommend Armory, but you can use... Many of them are quite secure as long as you keep backups of them. I mean, you keep backups of your, you know, your important files on the computer already. Just back up the Bitcoin wallet as well, and you're perfectly safe. And, you know, once you do that, I mean, I have been using Bitcoins in commerce now for several years, and the difference between using Bitcoins and using the commercial banks is just night and day, folks, just night and day. Last year, when I purchased two mining cards, new, you know, cutting edge stuff. And they were, you know, almost $5,000 a piece, and I still don't have them. You have to order them like a year in advance. They're supposedly coming very soon. I'm awaiting them with great anticipation. And I should mention, by the way, that all of that $5,000 I made in bitcoins. At any rate, and I'll mention also that another part of it was a partner investing in it with me, a wonderful man and freedom advocate himself. He likes to stay behind the scenes, so I won't give his name on the air, but in any case, the point was that the way things worked out, I was ordering two cards, and for one of the cards I had the money already in a bank, and in the other I had the money locally in hand. And so I consciously decided to try a test to see, okay, because you could order them directly with bitcoins or you could, you know, send a bank wire. And I said, okay, well, the bank wire seems to have an advantage here because I already have the money in the bank. All I've got to do is call the bank and tell them to wire the coins to Butterfly Labs, wire the money, whereas I'm going to have to go out on the local exchanges here and get bitcoins. And it took me about, I literally made a phone call to a Bitcoin person, a person in the Bitcoin co-op, and I had the Bitcoins in about 30 minutes. It took that much time to get the confirmation. He had to go into his cold storage and get the Bitcoins out and send them to me, and then I had to wait for six confirmations before I could spend them. And all this worked out to about 30 minutes, and then I hit the send. I brought up the company's website and, you know, ordered one card, and I hit send on the Bitcoins, and it was quite instant. Bink, I got a receipt there right online. I had proof of the payment in the blockchain, and I was all done. So starting from not even having any Bitcoins, or at least not sufficient to pay this $5,000 bill, I went from that to having paid in about 35 minutes total. Then I turned and tried to pay for the other one in the bank wire, and folks, it took 3 days. Even though the money was already in the bank, I ran into all kinds of problems. I couldn't do it over the phone because I didn't have a cell phone that they had on record, and I would have had to order a $20 card, no joke, to verify my request. So instead, I drove down to the branch. Drove in, had to make an appointment with a manager, and sat down and went in the back and, you know, sat down, filled out all the paperwork, and handed over ownership of my $5,000. And I went, and they said, okay, we'll send it, you know, on this afternoon's run. They should get it in the morning. Well, that's already about 20 hours right there. And then it didn't go. I called the bank the next morning and said, it still hasn't been debited from my account. What's going on? They said, oh, we made an error on something. You have to come down to the branch and sign the changes. So I drove back to the branch again. It wound up taking me 3 trips to the branch in total, and about 3.5 days before the money went. And folks, we're only talking $5,000. I mean, that won't even buy you a very good used car these days. It's not a lot of money. And yet it took the bank 3 days to do what Bitcoins did in 35 minutes. And in actual fact, if you reset these two separate things to starting with the money in hand, meaning if I already had the Bitcoins in my wallet, I could have done the whole thing in about 2 minutes, if quite 2 minutes. And yet starting from the money in the bank, and if I hadn't had the money already in the bank, if I'd had it in cash in the mattress, well, you can add another day at least for getting it in there.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
The Bob Tuscan Show on Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rex Brocky, your stand-in announcer for the evening. I apologize for you having to put up with my rusty vocal cords, which seem to be getting rustier by the hour, so we're going to have to cut it off and go back to Bob Tuscan himself for the last hour. Anyway, I was speaking before the break on the importance of Bitcoins to liberty, and it is awfully important. And again, disclosure, I own a Bitcoin exchange, so yes, I stand to benefit from wider adoption of Bitcoins, but so do you. And I don't say this as any kind of a sales pitch because, I mean, I have a 0.00001% stake in the world's Bitcoin market. You know, I may not, even if Bitcoins go through the roof, I may not get a few thousand dollars. But that isn't important. What's important is the benefits to everybody for liberty. And just to go over some real, you know, real tangible benefits. Do you know what bitcoins have the potential to cut out? Finance managers, bank employees, consultants, and lawyers. All of that can go out the window just with bitcoins. Consider, and this I do know something about this. I've been a real estate broker for over 20 years. One thing in the United States and in many other countries as well that's eaten up an awful lot of money over the years is transfer of property. You have to have receipts and ways to prove that you actually own that car or house that you bought. And the systems for this are endless and complex and difficult to handle, and you have to hire professionals to deal with it. I mean, even I, as a real estate broker in Washington State, for example, could not sell a piece of property even by myself, even just a piece of bare dirt, a bare dirt piece of acreage with no warrantied building permits or anything else, just dirt. As of the, I haven't been doing this actively now for more than a decade, but as of when I left the practice in Washington State, in order to sell a piece of bare dirt, which is far less complex than selling a house, you required 157 pages minimum of paperwork to sell that house, to get it through escrow, get it recorded, get it, you know, checked into your name so that now you were the owner of that property. And it required all 157 pages, even if you were just deeding it to your son, you know, part of your ranch. It's ridiculous. Now, that invites a whole bunch of middlemen in. In fact, it requires them. I couldn't even do it myself as a real estate broker. I had to hire, at the very least, an escrow officer to help out. And they would provide and prepare a great deal of that paperwork. Well, that stuff costs money, folks. It costs a lot of money. And I don't think I have to tell any listener to this program how much a lawyer can cost. Well, many, many of the things that lawyers do for you, you can do by yourself with bitcoins. I know that sounds nuts, but it's not. It's quite easily and demonstrably true. Just for example, with any bitcoin transaction, you can send along a in practice, unlimited amount of text. Well, that right there, I mean, that enforces copyright. If you've written something, like say a news article, and you stick it, you send, you know, a thousandth of a bitcoin to your office. Suppose you work for a news organization and you're sending them a story. Send them a thousand, you know, 0.00001 bitcoins, and send that to your office in New York City. Send the story along with it. You can encrypt it right in the transaction. So it's right there. It's with the bitcoin. That, as it goes into the blockchain, I would say it's time and date stamp, but that isn't actually technically true. It's just its position in the blockchain provides it the time and date stamp. And that text is there forever. No one can alter it. I mean, there's uncountable millions of computers have that record of the blockchain all over the country. It can't be altered. And you can prove that you submitted that story first. You can beat any copyright claim. You can beat anything. You've got the proof. Suppose you want to will money to your daughter after you pass away. Send it as bitcoins, go into the system, and you can do this. I mean, bitcoins already have all these capabilities built right into it. You don't have to hire anybody. You just have to look at it. You can automate the whole process. You can tell the bitcoin system itself to send all the bitcoins to your daughter the minute your death is recorded. Since all death records in the United States are now automated and on the internet, you can automate the whole thing. The instant yours comes up, bing, your daughter gets all the bitcoins. No intermediaries, no middlemen, no probate, no judges, no courts, no lawyers. I'll repeat that again, no lawyers. And she gets the money. No hassle, no nothing. You can conditionally donate money. You can go, let's just say that you're button is pressed by space flight, and you got a guy that says he's got a new way to make a rocket motor, and he can get you know, he can get us into space. All he needs is $1 million. You can sit there and donate $100 to him on the condition that he reaches $1 million of donations. The money isn't paid over until he gets to that point. He just tells everybody that's donating to him, you know, just, you know, send me whatever you can, 10, 50, 100 bucks, and nobody's account will be, you know, the Bitcoins won't actually transfer until we reach that aggregate amount of contributions. So everybody can pledge the money without any, and they, it's very, very difficult for them to get out of their pledges too. Not impossible, but difficult. And as soon as he has his $1 million or whatever budget he set, now remember, this is all voluntary. All these people that he's convinced, to give him this money. But you don't have to pay anybody to administer all of this. You can set it all up yourself to do this. And as soon as he reaches that $1 million in contributions, bink, all the money gets paid over. He can build his spaceship and everybody's happy. And you didn't have to pay any middlemen for it. You can put your last will and testament. You can make all kinds of financial decisions. You can make transfers of property. You can buy a house for Bitcoins and you simply describe the deed to the house, describe the property in the Bitcoin transaction right there as encoded text. And then it's recorded in the blockchain forever. You own that house and you can prove it, and you didn't have to hire an escrow officer or a lawyer or anyone else. Now let's, you know, have a moment of silence for all these bankers and lawyers that we're going to put out of business. Snide laugh. It is very difficult for me to imagine many significantly better improvements to the picture of liberty, both in this country and around the world, at the lack of employment for lawyers and banksters. And that's what Bitcoin does. And not just Bitcoin, but any of the cryptocurrencies. They end the monopoly on money. And they lower the initial gate, the initial barriers to investing in something or starting up a company or jumping in to handle a need or all manner of other things. They lower the barriers. They lower that starting gate. And that lets anybody try it. And once you let in anybody, folks, the open market takes over, because somebody is going to come up with an answer to almost any problem imaginable. That's what the open market does. That's what liberty does. So lowering that gate is the... I mean, how many garage mechanics are out there right now who have some really neat idea on how to make a new and better car? There's probably tens of thousands of them, and many of them with ideas that are really good and that we could really use. In fact, I would bet a significant sum that there's at least a few of them out there that already know how to make a flying car, a good flying, you know, good, reliable, safe flying car that we were promised back in the 1950s. It's not because it's physically impossible to make such a machine. It's because it's physically impossible to get around all the regulatory hurdles that the government and the big three automakers have put in the way of that advance. We almost certainly would have flying cars by now if it had not been for that fascist partnership between big business and big government. And on that note, I'll have to end the show. We'll be back with another segment after this break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.